I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the week of September 30th is Kaylee Rooker from St. Joseph High School Golf. Here's my conversation with Kaylee, as heard on 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. It's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home. NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Kaylee Rooker of St. Joseph High School Golf. And at the South Haven Invitational, Kaylee earned medalist honors by shooting a 72, which was one shot off the St. Joe High School school record. Then at the pre-regionals at Coldwater, she fires an 80, good enough for another first place medalist performance as well. Kind of a, lack of a better phrase, a cruddy day with all the weather in Coldwater, but still coming away with medalist honors. That's a nice week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
First of all, I guess the South Haven Invitational, that's kind of a unique course, isn't it, as far as their layout? How does that compare to you? How does that suit your game? I mean, you shoot a 72, one shot off the school record. Does that course kind of cater to your kind of game?
I guess you could say that. I think for the majority of the part, I like Hawkshead because it's a links course, so there's not any water, there's not that many trees. It's mostly just long grass that's your trouble. And I played well there. I think I was just in a good groove with my swing, and the weather was kind of crappy, but we ended up pulling through with another win.
Do you ever have meets where you go in, I mean, right off the bat, you know, I think I'm going to shoot a really low score? Do you have since instances where you go the first hole and say, ooh, this might not be my day?
No, I try to not get in that mindset because that becomes too mental for me.
What's been working for you this year? I mentioned medalists at South Haven's Invitational, the pre-regional. You've earned medalist honors just about everywhere you've gone. What's been working for you? Any part of your game that's really been strong for you this year?
Probably my approach shots to the green. I think I've been pretty consistent with that. And just trying to go for every pin. Yeah.
You've been playing very well up until now. This year, any particular goal you set for yourself? I mean, you've been shooting lights out ever since you started playing golf. Any particular score, any particular type of performance you really set a goal for this year?
This year my goal was to break 70, and I've come close, as you can tell, in the past couple of rounds. But, yeah, that was my main goal this year.
And then, not in this particular week, but this past week, you earned medalist honors at regionals, and the team wins regionals as well. Talk about how special that day was.
Yeah, that was really awesome. The girls all played super well. We came through with the win. Going into it, we knew we had to beat Coldwater, was our number one competitor. And so we all kind of just set ourselves comparable to them and just tried to play our best in that situation.
Your coach is Ryan Walters. Have you gotten to a point with Kaylee right now where whatever she does, you don't shake your head and wonder, how did that happen? Has she gotten to that past that point now where nothing seems to amaze you?
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of watching Kaylee play for the last 4 years. And, nothing really surprises me at this point. Her 72 at Hawkshead was a really solid round. And if a couple putts would have went her way just down the stretch, she would have reached her goal of getting in the 60s. And the weather was terrible. Everyone else struggled that day quite a bit. So posting a 72 on that day was really impressive.
Would it be fair to say with Kaylee, her golfing skills and her mental approach are almost equally as important with how successful she's been?
Yeah, I would say her mental game is one of her strengths. She plays a very smart game. Knows where to hit the ball, usually does a great job of kind of keeping her composure throughout the round and just kind of battling. Even if she gets off to not an ideal start, she's really good at rallying later in the round.
Kaylee, golf isn't the only thing you have going on at St. Joe. What are some of the other activities, sports, clubs, anything else you've been participating in here at St. Joe?
I am a part of the Interact Club that we have here at St. Joe, as well as the tennis team I'm going to be joining this year again.
Cool.
And I'm in the orchestra, and that's all I can think of at the top of my head.
Busy.
Oh, and the first tee, that's one of the big parts of it.
Yeah. And you play, if you had a chance, you'd probably play year-round. Is there much time, you take winter out of the equation, spring, summer, fall. Is there much time you take off of the golf course?
I try not to, but it is difficult sometimes in the winter when there's so much snow.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, like I said, I try to play at least during the winter once a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Congratulations in this particular week in the regionals, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right.
Kaylee Ruker of St. Joseph High School Golf is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.